come through. Lord Hobo will have beverages.
We'll be chilling. Lord Hobo.
Yeah, shout Drea one time.
Yes, Drea.
And yeah, we'll be back next week. Submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us clean records at LFODradio everywhere with an underscore on Twitter. We'll be back Tuesday, 9 p.m. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die. This is Rilla Force. Wake up, Mr. Pump.
You know, all day they couldn't say the shit they wanted to say. They had the fake orgasms and shit. We can tell niggas today, hey, I want to cuck.
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
I love it.
For the money, I'm a savage, yeah. I be itching like I had it, yeah. I'm surrounded 20 bad bitches, yeah. But they didn't know me last year, yeah. Everyone wanna act like they important, but all that mean nothing when I swear my door, yeah. Everyone counting on me, drop the ball, yeah. Everything custom like I'm at the bar. Change ever since we were.
That was If We Don't Speak by Alien Boy. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name's Trisha, and I'm training for my second week here with some friends.
Hey.
Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Kayla, and I'm also here for my second week, and I'm really excited about it. I love doing this. It's pretty cool.
Great. Is there anything anyone would like to say?
Thanks for tuning in.
Okay.
It's a great show.
Okay, here's the next one. Great.
I don't care about a fancy
not now, not again, not much longer. Every wayward's mine all night, it's so hard not to ponder. Let's make it last forever, cause the night's still young. It's true, I feel the pressure every time you're gone. As long as we're together, this moment lasts forever.
This is Izzy. You just heard from Noam B with Wait and Dionysus by the Buttertones. And now we're going to hear another song. Which will be...
Oh. No, we got one going.
We got one going? All right, we're all set. Okay.
Your long-distance van driving in the waning day. Feeling absolute heartache in the purest way. So seasick and waiting for the storm to break. An absolute loser. Waiting for the storm.
chakra school. The little glass eyes, they never lie. How can this fall my code? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back, stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. It's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your growing life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science world. This is reaching for the telephone. We'll be right back.
So that was I Would Hurt a Fly by Built to Spill, and before that you heard Amoeba by Adolescence.
Thank you. Alrighty, this is WMFO 91.5 FM. This is, you've just listened to Tyrants, and before that, At Home by Slowpulp. Alright, and we have a fun little game tonight.
We have a game. We're bringing back overrated, underrated. Does everybody know how the game works?
I'm pretty sure.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. Just had to check.
Yeah, no, it's good. We could throw a curveball. You never know.
All right. This week's overrated, underrated is acoustic versions of songs. Ooh. So you take away all the production stuff and the fancy synths and everything. Acoustic. What do we think?
I have thoughts. Should I just jump right in? I'm going to borrow your mic here if you don't mind. Okay, thoughts off the top of my head are sometimes acoustic versions are awesome, I think, because you really get to hear how truly talented someone is when you like strip away everything else and it's like, oh my gosh, and the song like really transforms. But at the same time, sometimes they can be a little mellow, a little, you know, not as high energy, but I think it really depends on the song. I'm thinking of, there's like this No Doubt or Gwen Stefani where she does like an acoustic version of one of her songs, and I really like the original song because it has a lot of energy and it's really like upbeat and stuff, but she just kills it. Her voice is incredible. So I think in that moment, like, her true talent shines, but I personally like the song better with everything else in it, if that makes sense. So I'm gonna say properly rated.
You're cheating the game.
I don't know. I feel like slightly underrated. Like, I love a good acoustic version of a song. Like, especially This Is Gospel. Like, I think the piano version's actually, like, better than the real song. Mm-hmm. But then again, there's, like, sometimes, like, I totally get that. The whole, like, oh, it's not, like, the same. Like, right. I don't know if you guys heard, like, Cage the Elephant came out with that an entire, like, acoustic album of, like, all their popular songs. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty good. Like, I like it. But then, like, at the same time, when you listen to like Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, you're like, girl, I want the regular song. Like,
yeah. Speaking of that, like, Cage the Elephant acoustics, okay, that reminded me, this is unrelated sort of, but Saint Motel has a mariachi version of one of their albums, so that's
oh,
nice.
Damn,
that's awesome.
I don't know, I'm sort of leaning underrated. There are a lot of really good songs with acoustic versions, especially Glass Animals has a couple of stripped songs. Like, my favorite's probably Black Mambo. That's an awesome song in its acoustic version, so right. I'm gonna go underrated with that.
I haven't heard that, but I'm gonna have to check that out. Do they do it with, like, guitar? Like, what's...
Yeah, they sort of retained most of the instruments. It's just...
Ooh, that's really cool. And they thought...
Yeah, I think that sometimes acoustic songs can be just an excuse to sing a really slow and boring version of what was originally an alright sounding tune. But I actually think it's the test of a good song whether the acoustic version holds up. So I'm going to admit that I never really got Smells Like Teen Spirit as kind of one of the most rated songs of all time until I heard Patti Smith do an acoustic cover of it. So I think it can be kind of enlightening at times. So, yeah, I'm going with the fence sitter. Sometimes over, sometimes under.
I agree. Thank you, guys. That was just the kind of conversation I wanted from that. I am kind of with you. Definitely, like, sometimes it can be really good. Sometimes it can be bad. Because it does change the songs a lot. But I heard an acoustic by Borns, like, of one of his own songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really showed how amazingly talented he is. And so, like, in that sense, like, it pulled out a lot of what his voice can do, which was really cool. But, yeah. All right. Good talk, you guys. We've got another song coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so whenever you're ready, Alex.
Here we go. What'll it be? I missed them all.
Guys, it's time for a PSA. That song was Black Mambo. Yeah, so I picked this PSA solely because the Abbey Road album is the picture. So pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Thank you for that lovely PSA.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now for more music.
Woo.
My luminol, watch me glow.
slowed down. I can't remember where I was meant to roam. Yeah, you left me in the lost and found, fragile as a China doll. Don't you know? Nothing at all, no, but I know I don't belong. I knew it all along, 'cause I'm just a space cadet with nowhere to lay my head. So write me off, 'cause I don't know anything at all. Yeah, I'm just a space cadet with no one to make my bed. So feel me in.
You've been listening to 88 Miles Per Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're nearing the end of our hour slot here, and on this second week of training, I am happy to say that I think we will have four very new and very successful DJs at our station. I'm very excited. I enjoy training. I think it's really fun. I enjoyed being trained, and it's really awesome to see people come out and want to do radio. So
get excited.
It's been a pleasure working with all of them. They're giggling and taking the quiz right now. I don't know why. I think there's a funny question. No, there's not a funny question. Anyways,
listen next week.
Yeah, tune in next week.
We'll probably have some guests on the show. Yes, and definitely. It also may be a different kind of show. But I'm not going to say.
What does that mean?
I won't tell you.
Is it a secret?
You'll have to listen to find out.
Okay, I'll be here.
Okay, good.
Okay. Anyways, thanks for listening. We're going to turn it over to Lily in a hot second. Here she comes. Anyways, stay tuned.